At the end of this week's parsha, Avram is given the test of slaughtering his son. What's interesting is Avram is given 10 tests, and that makes sense because they're all tests for him, but this test seemingly would have been a test that's more fitting to be a test for Avram and Sarah. After all, this wasn't only Avram's son, it was Sarah's son as well. Why is this called the test of Avram and not the test of Sarah as well? And the answer is, whenever a person goes through a difficult time in life, whatever that difficult time might be, whether it be their child being sick, God forbid, their child not being able to get married, their child struggling with religion, whatever the struggle is, if a person goes through that test by himself, it's so, so difficult. But if he goes through it with his spouse, it's not easy, but it's slightly easier. Had Avram been going through the test with Sarah, it would have made the test slightly different, because when you have your spouse's support, it makes the most difficult time slightly easier. And therefore, the test here was for Avram. Had he done it with Sarah, it wouldn't have been the same test. And therefore, it was only on Avram, because when you go through a difficult time with your spouse, it's slightly easier. Have an awesome Shabbos.